Hey guys, peace and blessings. This is Wild Lil Archer from the Real Rap Radio Show on Downtown Radio. I'm here on the red carpet for Despair with Denise Boutte. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Good. So be excited to see you here.
I'm very excited to be here. Flew in last night, and I'm just kind of looking forward to this like everybody else because, I mean, I've heard amazing things, so I'm not one to, you know, actually overstate it or overthink it, but I'm really, really excited. Really excited for folks to see this, and I've heard a lot of folks in undercurrents of talk, and I think people are very satisfied and excited about what they're seeing.
Give us a little spoiler. What you heard so far?
That it surpassed expectations, that there was a lot of supernatural things going on, and they thought that instead of overthinking those moments, that I really grounded it and it was very realistic, because we have a whole lot of stuff going on or whatever that's like, that's not believable, that would never happen. But in essence, it came out to the point where now you understand what I was reacting to. When I was on set and I was doing certain motions and I didn't even know what the heck I was doing, it came together to where it's actually believable. And the beauty of this film is that it's not just a horror film, right? There's an undercurrent of emotions that actually is very realistic, very very tones, a lot of tones about loss, a lot of tones about dealing with that loss, a lot of things about addiction, forms of depression. Like, there's a lot of things that are going on in this film. So it's not just a horror film per se, but a manner in which to communicate these things in a light, sometimes comical way or whatever, in order to make people like identify with it. So it's really exciting. I'm really excited to see everything. And everybody worked so hard to make this thing come to fruition. So I'm just here in my second home, ATL, and making sure to have some fun.
Love it. And tell us briefly about yourself. What you have coming up?
Everything. Yes. Well, here's the deal. I'm actually now taking matters into my own hands. I think that the strike, which lasted way too long, I think that made a lot of people realize, okay, I can't depend on other people to fulfill my destiny. I have to take charge myself. And so for me, I started thinking back to, you know what, I've been in this game for a long time. I can't wait for somebody to give me that opportunity. So I'm going to be producing my own film this year, and very excited about that. And what I'm even more excited about is that it's going to be located in Louisiana, my home of Louisiana. So you can't take the girl you can't take the girl too far from where she started. So yes, I'm really excited about that. But we're in pre-production right now. The gears are turning slowly, but we like think by the end of this year it should be in the can. So
congratulations, and let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Oh, Denise Boutte, D-E-N-I-S-E underscore B-O-U-T-T-E. Because somebody took my name.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for doing the interview.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.